Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Matthew 9:36, speaking of Jesus. When he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them. The word for today is about compassion. When you're self-absorbed and focus on your own interests, it's easy to overlook people in need and show no concern. But when you commit your life to Christ and decide to follow in his footsteps, that changes. Listen to this story of Jesus in Matthew 9, verse 36 to 38. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." The heart of Jesus was moved by people who were weary. The stresses of life had worn them down, and the burdens they carried were heavy. He also was moved by people who seemed scattered, people with no direction, no focus, and no purpose for living. How many of these people were there? Multitudes. What was Christ's response? Because the need was so great, he told his disciples to pray that God would send out laborers into his harvest. Now note that word harvest. You only get so much time to gather in a harvest, otherwise you lose it. Don't miss the point Jesus is making, or the urgency in it. You're being called to show compassion toward those around you who are weary and scattered, and to take every opportunity to bring them to Jesus. A man who couldn't walk sat begging at the temple gates, and day after day the crowd walked by, but not Peter and John, as we read about in Acts 3. When you're suddenly moved by a need that you've walked past many times before, God is telling you to get involved and do something about it. Compassion. That's Vision's Word for today.
The Word for today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.